continue on now, and we're going into work session on Senate Bill 5015, the Employment Department, and representing Legislative Fiscal Office is Lori Byerly, and we continue with Zuki Huerta as our assistant for the committee. And Lori, my recollection is that we had finished off all of page one and down to item number three on page two. And we had approved for that particular point. Would you please proceed? And I'm sorry that we're getting started 15 minutes late. Okay.
Good afternoon, Chair Butler, members of the subcommittee. And you do have a new memo and worksheet in front of you because there's been one more adjustment that took place from late yesterday afternoon, and we'll cover that shortly. If you'll turn to the second page and look at item number three, promote, develop the workforce. These packages are all packages that fall within that particular program area and the employment department. The first bullet under number three, the associated page in your worksheet is page 10. If you want to take a look at that to see the numbers. The very bottom of page 10, policy package 112, climate reemployment. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation is to approve a revised policy option package 112, climate reemployment. The expenditure limitation for this package will be $1,903,935 other funds, 22 positions, and 17.0 FTE. The package initially had 22 positions and 22 FTE, but the LFO recommendation is to reduce the month on 10 of the positions by half. So these positions would phase in halfway through the biennium. And the intent behind this change is to allow the program, which is essentially a pilot program, to get started, and then for the department to come back to the emergency board and report on the progress prior to implementation of those additional positions. So as part of this package, subcommittee would direct the department to report to the e-board prior to July 2002 on the pilot implementation, progress made with the initial portion of the package, and projected outcomes. This package is funded by other funds from the Supplemental Employment Department Administrative Fund.
Policy Option Package 112 is recommended by the Legislative Fiscal Office at $1,903,935 and 17 FTE. That's St. Patrick, so moves. Is there any objection?
You're going to unschedule five positions until the report comes.
The funding on those positions with phase in, we would ask staff to unschedule that until the department had made the report and the progress of the pilot had been determined and whether or not those positions should be implemented had been decided.
With that clarification, is there any objections? Seeing none, so is package 112.
The next bullet is for a policy option package 118, and the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of this package. This package is the amount of next page 11. First package at the top. $3,813,900 in other funds, $230,855 in federal funds. This is a package of 41 limited duration positions and 41 FTE. The department has been using a package like this for at least the last three biennia to provide services for contracted programs with other state agencies. There's also some contracts for some grants for some research type activities in these contracts as well. The LFO recommendation would be to ask the Department of Administrative Services to unschedule a portion of these positions, 11 of the positions, and reschedule those positions as increased contracted services workloads dictate. So that way the department would work more closely with staff to determine at what point they needed to get the funding for the additional positions. It's something that fluctuates, goes up and down, and can be, you know, variable throughout the biennium.
Representative Smith is recognized.
I just want to make sure I understand. Thank you, Chair Butler. So there's a total of 82 positions, 41 of which are limited duration and 41 of which are full-time permanent.
There are 41 positions. It's 41 positions and 41 full-time equivalent. They're full-time equivalent positions.
But they're for a limited duration.
Limited duration.
And they're all, let's see, only 11 of those are unscheduled.
So it would leave the department 30 to start off with. The current biennium, they had 33 of these positions to work with that had indicated that they did not have those filled throughout the whole biennium. So this is kind of takes it down a little bit to adjust for workload purposes.
Are there any objections? Legislative Fiscal Office moves, Representative Patrick moves package 118 at a total of $4,044,755 41 FTE with the unscheduling of 11 of those full-time equivalency positions until workload is demonstrated. Are there any objections? Not so ordered. Package 118.
The next bullet is it's package 124 in that same sheet on page 11 on your worksheet. It's a technical adjustment requested by the department due to some limitation they received in the current biennium for a federal grant for the groundfish disaster. I believe we had some discussion in the subcommittee about it. It's $1,750,000 in federal funds. They would get the limitation. The Department of Administrative Services would schedule the dollars once the grant information had been received. And it's my understanding that the department is going to get the grant. So at the point at which the grant is finalized, they would
The E-Board authorized the application of the grant.
In January of this year, they came forward to the Emergency Board and requested the limitation for the grant, which was good for the current biennium.
Right.
So this will just take it into a 103.
Okay. Representative Smith.
The grant does what? I can't remember. I'm sorry.
It assists individuals who are impacted by the groundfish disaster, primarily self-employed fishermen who are unable to make a living now because of the groundfish.
Federal funds of $1,750,000 in package 124 is recommended. Representative Johnson?
I have just a question to the committee assistant. Given how sensitive this is in my district, my question is, by unscheduling this, we're not doing anything that impedes getting the grant received and the money out to the affected persons.
At the point in time at which the department gets the official notification that they received the funding, they can go to the Department of Administrative Services and say, we're getting the grant and schedule the dollars. The purpose behind unscheduling it was, we're not always sure that they're going to get it. We're not always sure what the amount will be.
Right, but at this point, it looks very hopeful that the grant will arrive. Great, okay.
Representative Johnson now moves package 124, the groundfish disaster, at $1,750,000. Is there any objection? Further discussion? If not, so ordered. Package 124. Item number four. Let's see.
The next four or five packages are related to the child care division. If you will turn to page 14 in your spreadsheet.
So what you're going to do, if I can just ask, you're going to jump over the S&S and the travel reductions.
We're just going to talk about those collectively for the whole department, rather than going through piecemeal division by division.
Right. Thank you very kindly. Page 14 of 19.
The first bullet relates to policy option package 113, which is child care complaints and on-site review. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of this package in the amount of $2,585,101 federal funds, 22 positions, and 19.5 FTE. This package continues the work started by legislation in the 1999-01 biennium, where the plumbing department goes in and does on-site safety reviews for newly registered child care providers, as well as responding to child care complaints.
Questions, Representative Jones?
No, I was going to move the package.
A quick question.
Okay, Representative Smith, question?
Yeah, I'm really trying to use this as a chance to learn a little bit, so that's okay. 22 positions and 19.5 FTE.
That means the positions are not all full-time. You want to break that?
No, I don't understand why there's those. So then again, would I add 19.5 plus 22 for... So what?
There's a total of 22 people. 22 people are the working equivalent of
19.5.
Representative Johnson moves package 113 for the child care complaints and on-site review, total of $2,585,101 at 19.5 FTE. Are there any objections? Senator Yee.
This was approved by legislation last session, and you remember the bill number.
No, that's the top of my hand. But in the audience, I see a hand.
House Bill 2240.
And approved last session.
Any further questions? 2241 from 1999.
You mean two bills?
There were two bills, not many.
Other questions? Seeing none.
Your words and God's words.
The words, package 113.
On the next page 3 or 4.
Did you skip 122 on purpose?
I skipped one. The worksheet, the order on the worksheet is slightly different from the order on the handout. The next bullet is policy option package 114, enhanced child care resource and referral. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of this package. These are dollars which go from the Employment Department out to child care resource and referral agencies and local communities. The package is entirely funded by federal funds in the amount of $2,484,000. As part of this approval, I would recommend that we direct the department, in conjunction with the child care resource and referral agencies, to report to the emergency board on how the additional dollars have achieved outcomes described in the policy package narrative. The CC&R agencies have been somewhat underfunded for a while, and this gives them the opportunity to start to do some new things, and I would like the department and the agencies to come back and let the emergency board know how they're doing.
Is there a budget note to that effect?
This basically, the unscheduling gives you that effect.
Well, the direction with the approval of the package.
Chair, I move the package.
Representative Johnson now moves package 114, enhanced child care.
Consistent with the recommendation.
Consistent with legislative fiscal office recommendation, including unscheduling. Yes?
In this particular package, there's no unscheduling.
There's no unscheduling.
The report to the emergency board. We're going to let the CCNRs have the money.
Okay. The emergency board is the way that they will report that. Okay. Representative Senator D.
Vernie, is this the first time all counties have information and referral services? Because for a long time, a lot of the counties do not have this information.
Chair, Senator D. The answer is no. Now all counties do have access. It's just that they don't have enough money. In other words, we partially funded some of them, but they all do have some amount of money going into them.
Mm-hmm. So it would be good to have that report.
Absolutely.
And part of the requirement of the federal funding is there is a certain portion of it that is earmarked specifically for child care resource and referral agencies.
Representative Johnson had moved. Package number 114 for $2,484,000 federal funds, including a report to the emergency board as to with a narrative as to how the additional dollars have achieved the outcome for that package narrative. Is there any objections? If not, so ordered. Package number 114.
The next bullet relates to policy option package 115, which is still on page 14 of your worksheet. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of this package called Health and Safety Reviews for All Child Care Providers in the amount of $1,108,763 federal funds, 12 positions, and 9 permanent FTE. This package would include some part-time positions once again. This expands some of the activities that we discussed earlier where the department would go and review child care providers or inspectors' hands for safety when they renew their license rather than just newly registered providers. This package is dependent upon the passage of Senate Bill 436, which would put that that program into statute. So if the legislature were not to pass, this would be removed from the budget.
Are there any questions relative to policy option package 115? Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation of $1,108,763 and 9 FTE. Representative Patridge moves Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation on policy package 115. Are there any objections? Not so ordered.
The next package is policy option package 119, Child Care and Development Fund, in the amount of $92,870,344. There's two pieces to this package. The reason we have a package is because we're trying to change the way these dollars are moved to the Adult Family Services Division. Currently, these dollars are moved as a revenue transfer, so it kind of slides to the department, but you don't really have a way to trail it or track it. This way, it will come into the Employment Department and then get made as a special payment to the Adult Family Services Division. This is also consistent with how the other Child Care Development Fund dollars are transferred to the agency. that's the primary purpose of this. There's also an additional $6.3 million added into this package than what was in the governor's recommended budget, because there is carryover from the current biennium into the next biennium. So there's an addition here. These dollars would go to Adult Family Services for their child care program. As part of this package, we would adjust the department's 2103 projected revenues to show the increase. And then as another component, because of the carryover and because there's always some uncertainty or changes going on with the federal level of funding, we direct the department to come back to the emergency board no later than March 2002, assuming there's a budget by then, to report on any material increase in CCDF revenues, including any changes in earmarks or programs.
Representative Smith is recognized.
Is the reason for the pass-through because they're federal dollars? Why do those dollars just pass through?
Well, the employment department they're the receiving agency for this source of funding for the state, regardless of who ends up utilizing
it.
So it comes into the employment department, and they're the lead agency in terms of distributing those dollars out to either through their programs or to other programs.
No, I understand.
The revenue transfer is a little bit different process for moving the dollars rather than actually including it in the department's budget and then moving it out as a special payment.
Is that true with all child care and development fund money?
Right. If we move the Adult Family Services piece, they will all be consistently special payments rather than having one way and the others a different way.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Representative Patridge now moves policy action package 119 for Child Care and Development Fund, a total of $92,870,344, and with the understanding that the Employment Department reports the Emergency Board no later than March 2002 on any material increases of the CCDF revenues. Are there any objections? If not, so ordered. Policy option package 119.
The next bullet relates to policy option package 122, child care students in high risk. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approving a revised package of $2,730,449 federal funds. The adjustment here is that I propose that we remove $50,000 in general fund that was going to be transferred along with the federal fund portion of the package. There's also a technical adjustment that increases the amount going to Adult Family Services to $500,000. Part of the package goes to Adult Family Services for post-secondary students, and part of the package goes to non-governmental agencies to handle child care for parents and drug and alcohol treatment. So the portion going out to those parents would be $450,000 under this revised package amount.
Any questions of Legislative Fiscal Office of that recommendation? Representative Senator Yee.
Why do you remove $50,000 in the general fund?
The reason for moving the $50,000 general fund is it seems to be kind of inconsistent with moving the money, taking a general fund appropriation from one agency and sliding over to another one. So if it's decided this money could be redirected to go directly to Adult Family Services for child care programs, if that was a decision made later at some point in time.
So, in essence, Mr. Chair, so you just forward the federal fund to AFS for child care, and you can withhold the $50,000 general fund to be used in the employment division?
It's not in employment, the department's budget either. It's free. It's dollars that are freed up.
Oh, dollars.
We have been encouraged to find general fund dollars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can this committee use it?
For everything except train stations in Albany.
So it's a
good
idea.
Senator Yee now moves policy option package 122.
Including the motion that $50,000 be kept in the committee for the committees.
Including the removal of the $50,000 of general fund portion of policy option package 122 be approved to $2,730,449. Is there any objection? If not, so ordered. Policy option package 122 approved.
Point number five on here, it just refers to the hearing officer panel. The panel did not have any packages. Standard adjustments were made to the program's current service level. Item number six, other adjustments. at the direction of the co-chairs, we've been asked to make a 1% reduction in services, supplies, and capital outlay across all programs. The department's portion of this would be total funds of $687,062. The agency would be able to make decisions about the appropriate line items within those services supply categories to take the reduction.
And relative to travel, is there...
There's a separate bullet relating specifically to travel.
Okay, all right.
We can do both of these right now. The second bullet is to approve a 1% reduction in out-of-state travel as directed by the co-chairs of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. The reduction for the Employment Department is $3,704 in total funds.
Okay, you've heard the recommendation of Legislative Fiscal Office relative to item number 6, other adjustments for the 1% adjustments. Are there any objections? Other questions? If not, we will order the 1% reductions in $687,062 in total funds and the $3,704 on the travel funds total. To order.
Item number 7, and just to kind of say how this all comes together, I would recommend that we approve a total budget, or you approve, not me, a total budget, agency budget of $1,607,403,399. This breaks out to $4,133,755 general fund, $84,031,910 other funds, $243,161,706 federal funds, and $1,339,076,011 non-limited other funds. Am I getting this right? Where did I mess up?
It's $339 million.
$339,076,011 in non-limited other funds. The agency is staffed with 1,509 positions and 1,425.75 FTE.
I just have one question relative to the walk, and that is I don't see the total FTEs.
The positions aren't internally in the walk, but they are on the top page.
Okay.
If you look in the LFO recommended column.
Okay. Positions in full-time billing. Mm-hmm. And the total.
This is the non-limited portion. The total draft at the beginning of the document.
Okay. All right, Representative Patridge now moves the total agency budget at $1,670,403,399 with 1,509 positions, 1,423.75 FTE. Are there any objections? If not, so ordered. We'll move on then to the proposed budget notes.
Proposed budget notes. First, from the Advancing Government Committee, which the department had a hearing before, there's three budget notes based on that interaction. The first one is to request the Department of Administrative Services to unschedule $400,000 other funds for kiosks and activity charges until the Employment Department has developed a plan to replace the agency's current kiosks with a new and more cost-effective system. The Employment Department shall report on the plan to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management Technology and the Emergency Board by no later than March 2002. The report should include the outcome of the agency's federal grant application for kiosk improvement, and with approval of the committee and the Emergency Board, the Department of Administrative Services to reschedule the kiosk funding and increase the agency's federal funds expenditure limitations if needed for the receipt of grant funds.
Are there any questions regarding the first budget note relative to the kiosk and activity charges? The unscheduling of $400,000, recommendation of Legislative Fiscal Office. Representative Patridge so moves. Any objections? None, so ordered.
The next budget note relates to toll-free long-distance telephone lines. The Employment Department shall review the usage and routing practices of its toll-free long-distance telephone lines. Agency will work with the Department of Administrative Services to reduce usage and costs of these services. The Employment Department will report results of the review and steps taken to reduce usage and costs to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management Technology by no later than March 2002.
President Patrick moves second budget note relative to the long-distance telephone lines, both for long-distance lines, reducing the usage and cost of these services, and the recommendation of a report back to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management Technology no later than March of 2002. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Budget Note 2.
The last budget note recommended by the Advancing Government Subcommittee. The Funding Department shall move its public web server or website to the Department of Administrative Services Information Resources Management Division facilities at the discretion of the department during the 2001-03 biennium. The agency will report its relocation plan and any progress made toward relocation to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology by no later than March 2002. This budget note has been clarified because there were some concerns about whether it was physically moving a server or the website or what it was entailed.
Thank you very much. Are there any other questions relative to this third proposed budget note relative to the web server and the relocation plan and the report to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management Technology no later than March of 2002? Seeing none, who will order that budget note approved?
There's two more budget notes. That's all. The first budget note is consistent with the last two or three biennia in terms of department funding. The subcommittee requests the Department of Administrative Services to unschedule 1 million other funds until the Employment Department requests use of these funds for unanticipated workload increases or delays in federal reimbursement for the unemployment insurance or employment service programs. The funds are intended to allow the timely hiring or retention of staff during periods when workload levels are unexpectedly high. Also allows the department some flexibility if federal funds do not come through in a timely manner. Keep running.
That's a standard budget note for relative to the Department of Employment. Any questions relative to that budget note? If not, the budget note to unschedule $1 million of other funds for the Employment Department for unanticipated workload increases and delays in federal reimbursement, to order their staff in a timely retention and hiring manner. For unexpectedly high levels of unemployment, workload will be ordered into the budget. And finally,
the last bullet. The subcommittee recognizes that policy and funding issues related to the Jobs Plus program are unresolved and pending legislation may impact the agency's budget. The subcommittee voiced support for the program and instructed the Employment Department to continue to work with all parties involved to seek consensus on program issues and fully explore funding options. In the event policy issues are resolved without appropriate funding identified, the subcommittee expects the department to return to the emergency board in the interim to address position and funding issues.
Are there questions relative to the Jobs Plus portion of this budget note which has been added? I do want to express my continuing, and the budget note does express the subcommittee's continuing concern and support for the program, instructing the Employment Division to continue to work with all parties involved to seek consensus on the program issues and fully explore the funding options. We are anxious to see these qualified people returning into the workplace into good employment opportunities and reach the full measure and potential of their capacity. If there are no objections to that, and with that stipulation that we give the strong endorsement, we'll go ahead and include that budget note. Seeing no objections, so ordered. Now, it's my understanding that this budget will now move from this subcommittee and move to a shelf in a special place in the Kingdom of Nye, in another room until such time as the work is done on the Jobs Plus and the related funding sources. We encourage the department in the strongest possible terms to work with the parties that are involved to make sure that we do proceed to go ahead and do our very best to make sure that the Jobs Plus program are taken care of. Thus, we will not assign this with a due pass recommendation to full, and we'll just hold it at this particular point in the process.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to say the department is doing a small-scale Job Plus program. It's $2.5 million, isn't it?
It's the 750, I think, is already in the 750
in
jobs
budget.
Is already the capacity within the existing
within the budget.
Yes.
And I just want to say I hope they makes documents, data of the employment of the unemployed workers and the benefit of the benefit of the package, that it reduces unemployment claims so that it really is a neutral, even though there may be increase in employers' contribution, but in the long run, it could be a reduction in employers' cost in unemployment claims. And I'm sure they will make good document data, but I would like to see a report on
that. And that is certainly what the Jobs Plus and Enhanced Jobs Plus would do.
Yes.
Thus,
I'd like to see a report on that data.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Crosby will provide that for you. Ms. Crosby?
I'm sure they do it anyway.
We need to go ahead then and report out as completed Senate Bill 5015 for the Employment Department and return it back now to the co-chairs as it reported out of this committee. Are there any objections? If not, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 members, 5 members of the House and 2 of the Senate. So ordered.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, full House.
And the full House.
Full House.